Hi, and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are so glad to be back with you. We have taken off a couple of weeks over the summer from the podcast, so you might not have seen a new episode uploaded in a few weeks, but that's okay. It was planned. Don't worry about it. We're back again. And so we wanted to come back with a video podcast. So if you're normally used to listening to just this podcast in audio form, whether that's in Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are available, then this is kind of an extra special treat because now we're in person to you. We always get to see each other, so that's always a joy and excitement. But you don't always get to see us because not every episode is available in video and audio. So we thought it'd be fun to kind of jump back in after summer in person. So I'm
it's
excited.
Good to be back.
Yeah, I'm excited. We've had lots of good adventures. Of course, we got a small vacation in the midst of everything. Back to school. I know many of your students, as well as our child, are back in school. And so whether that's moving up to another grade or going off to college, some of our friends have kids going in, into that brave new world. So we're praying for you. I want to make sure and mention all last week and this week, we've been praying for all of our students across the United States and around the world who are headed back to class this week. Some of them, like some of the schools especially that we sponsor and have been a part of sponsoring in Honduras, for instance. Their school goes from like February to November. So this is kind of like not back to school time, but we realize that in a vast majority of the world, this is back to school time. So we've been praying. There's a lot of partner churches that we have that I know that you've been doing back to school programs, fill the backpack, praying over your students. Your youth groups have been doing special sort of recognition of your students. And we think that's awesome. We've been following along with that. And just want to let you know we're praying for students and for families. I know this can be a hectic time, but we're excited for you. We know that this is going to be your best year yet, and we're just glad to be a small part of that. Today, we wanted to talk about, we've been, like I said, in small hiatus, but we wanted to come back because we know that in ministry and work, like I said, with new school years ahead, the term pioneering comes up. Because whether you're starting something brand new, completely new, or just a new season, new chapter, or a new grade in school, there are a lot of things that change, evolve, maybe things unexpected, things unplanned. But certainly with any new endeavor, there's some pioneering that has to happen. Some digging in, plowing, clearing the jungle, so to speak, and really kind of getting to a place where success is the automatic default and output. Even when things get tough, even and especially when things get tough, it takes a pioneering spirit. It takes a willing and strong spirit to keep going through and keep pushing through. And so we wrote a kind of an article post. You may have already seen it and read it, but it's called Perpetual Pioneering. So it tells a little bit about our story through Connect Global's formation, some of the things that we did even before Connect Global was formed, but in missions. And so we want to talk a little bit about that. And then we want to give you the six P's or the things that we've learned, just six key components of pioneering, things that are necessary for when you're pioneering a new business, a new school, when you're pioneering a new ministry. We've found that these elements have to be present, among other things, in order to find success and in order to continue pushing through and pioneering. Early in Connect Global, I know that you and I, Danielle, we've been at this ministry for since we've been together, but even before. So we just celebrated our 17th wedding anniversary. Been together about 18 years. And in each of those years, every single year, we've been involved in missions in one way or another. The very first time that we kind of met and kindled this relationship was on a mission trip. And then every year since, we've been able to...
And even prior to that, we both separately were doing mission work on our own.
So I don't want to, you know, I know that we talked a little bit about that in some of the other earlier episodes, but the idea of some of those things were, and we talk about this in the article, but some of those like the missions that you've done before. Mm-hmm. The very first mission trip that I ever went on was with Morningstar Church. But that was not the initial start of something.
Yeah.
So the trip that I went on to Honduras for the first time, that was a ministry that had been in existence for 20 or 30 years before I went.
Right.
And now it's been 20 more years.
Yeah.
And so this is the type of thing that we're talking about, is that someone had to, and we give respect to many of the organizations that we know directly that have gone before us, that have plowed the dirt, you know, plowed the land for us. But we recognize that. We understand that it doesn't take just me saying yes or me starting or we starting.
Yeah.
It takes a whole host of things that come into play. And so there was families and generations of people that had sort of pioneered and started this mission work well before we were even aware of it.
Yeah.
And so we talk a little bit about that because every...
And the fact that it takes a couple of yeses.
Well,
like a thousand.
And it takes yes over and over again. So that's why I named this perpetual pioneering.
Yes. Yeah.
Because pioneering never really is over.
Right.
Pioneering...
I would like it to be over sometimes.
It sounds like pioneering is like, oh, the pioneers, they went, they settled, and that was it.
Yeah.
But even that's not true.
Yeah.
So anybody that has pioneered something, whether it's, like I said, a new business or a new venture, they understand that at every corner, every new bend, there's something new to do. There's something new to push through, to excel at, to learn. You know, there's things that we've learned that it's like, okay, I'm not so good at this, but I'm better at this, and you kind of readjust, or, hey, I've got to get better on this so that we can, you know, go to another level. And so there's always something new to pioneer. And so that's why we named it Perpetual Pioneering, because in our 18 years together and several years even before that, we've understood that it takes perpetual pioneering to continue to move forward, continue to break ground, and continue to succeed in whatever endeavor you've got coming up. So we'll jump right into the P's. So alliteration, I don't know if that's a preacher thing, speaker thing, if that's just what does that come from, but all of our necessary elements of pioneering, I'll start with P. So there you go.
From so we're sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm
welcome.
Sorry about that, but it is what it is. Yeah. So Danielle, you can start with maybe the first couple and we'll talk through a little bit about both of them.
So the first three, we have passion, patience, and pursuit. So while every new pursuit in life is different from another, one of the main components is found in pioneering is passion. It is most often our leading motivation when starting something brand new. Passion is absolutely, I think, the driving force for people starting anything. It requires passion because you would never start anything if something hadn't moved you. It's, you know, it's just like any time there's innovation. It's acknowledgement of something lacking and the need to kind of solve that problem. And so I think passion is certainly what has driven us.
Yep.
Over the years, it's what's driven us to keep going. It's what's driven us to have those 1,000 yeses.
Yes, over and over and over
so
again.
So to speak. And then I think it's the passion of those that we surround ourselves with.
Right.
So people who are passionate about the things that we're passionate about is also something that kind of takes us to the next level.
Right. Yeah, I think passion, what you're saying, passion is attractional. You know, so think about any endeavor, any exciting thing that you have passion for or that you've witnessed someone have passion about. It's very attractional. It's very attractive to other people around you. And so, you know, when you see someone going after some, you know, new goal or they're trying to solve some problem that, you know, either no one else has solved or it's just not, you know, it's not solved everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you get really excited and passion is what fuels us. Passion is like a spark. And it's something that can kindle that fire and just start us up and say, okay, you know, now we understand the problem. We understand what we need to do. We understand where we're going. And that's just like the literal, you know, start your engines. Like this is the moment that is just like, okay, that's what gets me excited about it.
As we know, passion alone will not,
for sure,
that alone will not sustain any goal,
anything.
Any mission, anything.
Any relationship.
No, like the saying, love doesn't pay the rent.
No, yeah, I've heard that a few times.
You know, it's so that same sort of concept.
The idea of passion being almost like a non-renewable resource.
Yeah.
We can get it again for other things. We can rekindle it. We can restart it. But there is sort of like this arc that happens with passion, is that you get really, really, really excited, and then everything else kind of comes into play, logistics and how do things work and the successes and mistakes and all the different things come into play.
Yeah.
And so passion alone
cannot
be your all in everything. And so that's why we have five more, at least, that we've found in our pursuit, the second one being patience. In pioneering, like in chess, if passion is king, I would say that patience is queen. Patience is the resource which needs to be protected at all times when moving into new and unknown territories. There's no such thing as an overnight success, and patience is what keeps our expectations in check, which is very, very important. Progress comes when we employ patience and gratitude for where we're at while tempering our anticipation for where we're going. Because what I have seen over the years is that you have to live in the present. You have to deal with present problems. You have to absorb and receive present success. But in order to get to a future, you have to employ patience. You have to know that there's no overnight success. It doesn't exist. You know, sometimes we throw that around, whether it's a blockbuster movie with this new actor or actress, and you're like, wow, they came out of nowhere. And then you realize that they've been acting since they were four.
Exactly.
And they just have grinded, and they've worked, and they've been rejected, and they've been told no. They've been told to change this or change their hair, change their name. And then eventually they get the breakout, place to be in, the breakout movie, the breakout role.
Yeah.
And now everybody knows their name. They're on every magazine cover. They're in every interview. They're on every social media app. And so we look at that and we're like, wow, they just came out of oblivion.
Yeah.
But they know.
Yeah.
The pioneer knows, the actor knows, the CEO knows what it took to get to that place.
Yeah.
And so that's what we know is patience. It's patience understanding that while we can be excited for the future, we have to get there first. And so we will not get to a future that does not exist yet without patience.
Yeah. Number three, pursuit. A plan without pursuit is a waste of paper. Some of the best sketched out plans line the cutting floor of our lives like confetti in Times Square on New Year's Eve. So we've actually seen the big confetti.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah, the big confetti blowout on New Year's Eve in New York. And it's actually quite a sight to get to see all the little hopes and dreams that people have written on little slips of paper and how that then lines the streets. And but like you're saying, you know, without a plan, pursuit is, I mean, you have to have pursuit. So without the pursuit, you might as well just keep dreaming.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is exactly. Yeah. Because pursuit is nothing short of the, you know, that's everything. That becomes where passion is executed.
Yeah.
You know, you get excited about something, but the execution of that passion is pursuit. It has to say, I'm going after this thing. I'm not stopping before I get there. You're pushing through walls and barriers and mistakes and shortcomings. And that is, you know, to me, I feel like pursuit is everything. It's pursuit in relationship. So I can be, you can be enamored with your boyfriend or girlfriend, but if you're not pursuing them, they won't even know you exist. And so whether relationships or job oriented or school, the pursuit has to exist. You have to be able to want this thing so much that you will forsake other things to go after it.
Fourth P, pain. There's not any pioneering that we're aware of that doesn't come with some pain. pain in the process, pain in the setbacks, pain in the things that were not foreseen. You know, pain is just kind of the name of the game. You know, what do they say? It's no pain, no gain.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's, you can apply that to all aspects of life. It's without the passion and without the pursuit, you don't get to the pain part, but you don't really get to the success part either without the pain. There's going to be resistance. There's going to be hardships. There's going to be things that you could have never imagined.
Yes.
It's part for the course. It's a part of the journey. Sometimes you feel like you want to tap out and, you know, say, okay, I get it. I got the lesson. I'm good now. But it seems to be almost a part of our daily lives to have some element of discomfort when you're living on mission.
Right.
Maya Angelou says, every storm eventually runs out of rain. So eventually, hopefully some of the levels of pain will subside. Mm-hmm. But when you're in the thick of it, it feels like it won't.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think to me, like the pain part of it is one of those things where it's like, if it's still painful, you're probably still learning.
Yeah.
So that's another part of it, is that you have to look at pain as not simply negative.
Right.
In this perspective, the pain of missing out on something, or the pain of you know, the loss that we experience along the way, the pain sometimes is a teacher, if we let it be. Pain is, you know, if we employ wisdom with pain, we can learn from it. You don't necessarily learn from all your successes, but you certainly and should learn from all of your mistakes, all the shortcomings, all the losses. Because that's really where, you know, everything comes together. It feels like the pain of it seems unbearable when you're in the moment of it, but when you're way past it, it seems like just a speed bump. It just seems like a slowdown. We wrote to the one of the lines is that your tolerance for pain as a pioneer will determine how far you go, how big you grow, and how long you last. Because some people will give up, or they'll quit, or they'll cut out because of the pain. And most of the time, breakthrough is just on the other side of that. And so if you will employ a pain tolerance as a pioneer, you'll be much better off for it. You will find newer, greener pastures. You'll find new faithful partners. You'll find lots of good things on the other side of pain, but we have to endure it. We have to go through it sometimes.
Yep.
I think that rolls into number five pretty well. Persistence. Just as we're saying, you know, dealing with pain and having a high tolerance for pain, persistence is staying the course with your commitments. Persistence when the road gets long, persistence when it the hits just keep coming and it feels like there's no relief. Persistence is what it takes when your breakthrough seems impossible. If access is what democratizes opportunity, then persistence is what separates the professionals from the weekend warriors. Persistence is absolutely the bread and butter of pioneering. Yeah. It's one of those things that, like I said before, if you don't quit, you will succeed. And that's the hard part, to learn and to feel like, okay, once we've taken this hill, and you realize that there's another valley on that side of the hill, and there's one more hill to take, that persistence will be the difference between going home and going on. And so persistence has been one of the hardest lessons, I think, for me, because when it does get hard, it gets hard. And when the hits come, they come. And persistence has been what's made the difference for us. You know, we've talked about this before, but many nonprofits, many churches, many organizations similar to ours, similar size, similar start, every single year will shudder. We saw that in the pandemic exponentially. Many organizations that had even been around for years and years had to either close their doors, change their methods, do, you know, pull out of different things that they were doing. And really, persistence sometimes is what makes the difference. I'm not saying every time in one of those instances, but certainly not every time. You know, in some of those instances, the difference that would have been made would have been persistence, would have been persisting through the anguish and the pain and the torment and the hardship and, you know, the empty bank accounts and the empty shelves and the things that, if we can just say, okay, what do we need to do? We need to pull back, you know, rework it. You know, the next point will kind of play into this a little bit as well, but you know, if we have to rework the details, that's okay. But, you know, taking the equipment and heading home is not an option. Persistence is what really propels us towards that future.
And our last one, planning. No pioneering endeavor should be without a well thought out plan. This is what we will find to be the most unique in everyone's journey. So obviously there's no one size fits all plan that's going to make someone's pursuit of pioneering successful, but everyone does have to have a plan. And so it's sometimes working your plan, reworking your plan, pivoting,
yes,
and rewriting a plan.
Yes. Everyone knows that, especially like we were just saying, with COVID, everyone everywhere had to figure a new way of doing their work.
Yeah.
Remote work came online in a full force, more than it had ever been. Our own organization had to pivot away from sort of some long-reaching, methodology to like immediate needs-based.
Yeah.
Our friends and family and partners and pastors needed food today. Yeah. They needed options and solutions like in the minute,
yeah,
in the moment. There was no time to plan out a multi-phase,
yeah,
organized,
yeah,
sort of like here's a multifaceted, plan of attack for hunger or for,
yeah,
clean water or for...
We've done all those things.
We've done all of those things.
But in the moment,
when
people need those resources right then.
And so we had to really understand and adapt and shift our planning into how do we create, how do we utilize this network that we've created,
mm-hmm,
for something immediate and something,
yeah,
new and something now. And we had to do it fast. We had to,
yeah,
do it pretty quick. And many, many, many organizations, many businesses, many churches had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so planning, that's why we kind of put that towards the back and towards the end of this, article, is because a good, well-laid plan is absolutely necessary. You have to know,
yeah,
where you're going. It's part of vision. So we'll talk about that in another post and another podcast. But vision in and of itself, and then putting a plan, writing it down, making it clear so that people can really carry it, that's an important and vital part of any pursuit of any pioneering mission. But you have to realize that a good plan is also a flexible plan.
Yeah.
It means that you have to be very nimble and very adaptive, because when the hits come, when the border gets closed, when your passport's no longer valid, when you're under threat of arrest if you're out caught driving without special permission.
When the country doesn't want to accept all the medical supplies you've brought in,
yes,
the gift to their people.
This just happened a couple of months ago when, when new rules get put in place that have never existed before and you're the lucky first to figure it out, that's a moment to pivot. That's a moment,
yeah,
to figure out things. And so the plan that you have has to be flexible. It has to be adaptable.
Yeah.
And we have to evolve into whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And then employ each of these other six attributes of pioneering that we just talked about. Because for sure, in our endeavors, it's taken all of this and more.
Yeah.
These are just six elements, six keys that we've found that exist in pioneering. But it takes a whole host of other things. It,
yeah,
takes great partners. It takes great prayer. It takes a lot of things that really move us and motivate us towards a future, like I said, that's not even been built yet. A future that we, it's hard to go towards something that doesn't even exist, but you have to in order to bring change. We have to build the solutions and build the infrastructure that doesn't exist yet in,
yeah,
order to actually be world changers. And so that's what I want to encourage you with today, is to whatever you're pioneering in, whatever your goal is, whatever your new thing, or even the thing that you've been persisting at for years and years, when it gets tough, when it gets hard,
mm-hmm,
when it gets crazy, take a breath, readjust,
yeah,
and persist.
Yeah.
Keep going, keep pioneering, keep pushing, keep plowing, because there's breakthrough, there's good things, there's success on the other side of that pain. There's a great sense of accomplishment when you can say, hey, remember when,
yeah,
we started here and now we're here? And sure, look through all the speed bumps, look through all the pitfalls, look through all the different things, the people who've come, the people that have gone. But at the end of the day, as a pioneer, you get to sit around the campfire, you get to tell the stories of the crazy things that have happened.
Yeah.
Only those who are closest to you will really know the in-depth details of all the craziness. Yeah. But you'll have those stories forever. You'll have that history and that legacy if you'll continue pioneering. So thank you so much for listening and watching the Connection Podcast. You can catch us here on Tuesdays, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, different areas in which you can watch videos as well. And you can also find the Connection Magazine online. We'll put all of those links in the show notes of this podcast, but take a flip through that. It's a digital magazine that we publish about once a quarter, and there's articles, there's updates on the ministry, there's some helpful things in there, resources that we just want to bring value to you with. So please check out the Connection Magazine as well as the Connection Podcast. And like I said, we just enjoy seeing and hearing from you. If you have anything to add to this, if there's things that you have found on your journey of your ministry, of your work, of your education, that you would say, hey, this is what I want to put, this was what I would put as number one in my endeavors of pioneering. And they don't have to all be P words. So ours were, but if your values and your, the things, the elements that you found in pioneering don't start with a P, that's okay.
Yeah.
Put them in the show note or, in the comments, send us an email, and let us know what you would add to the list of elements that are required for pioneering. We'll catch you here again on the Connection Podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you.